Today, going to take a little time and visit with Drew Nelson, Provost on the Boone campus at Des Moines Area Community College. Drew, thanks for taking some time to visit with us here and squeeze us in before the holiday.
Absolutely. Good morning, Boone. Good morning, Jim.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. We got to do the obvious one. The volleyball team.
I know. They did, well, I'm just thrilled that we made it to Nationals because it's been a long time since we did that. And it's my first time. I've been here. This is my eighth year, and this is the first time they've gone. And it was a great experience. They did really well in their first match, and then just ran into a sort of a buzzsaw with their second one and their third one too. So I think they just ran out of gas a little bit, but it was a great season.
Well, you got to figure, what did they end up lose? Okay, so Iowa Central went in as the fifth seed. What was it, John? Did they lose John?
They lost to Parkland.
Parkland, who was the third.
Parkland was number three.
Yeah.
So they lost to the third and fifth seeds in the country, and there's no shame in that whatsoever. So I know that they were disappointed, especially that they dropped straight sets in the last one. But it looked like we were a little shorthanded, and I wasn't able to go over. Yeah. I was too busy doing stuff and for DMAC, you know.
Well, and we do know that, again, like, well, you got one from the conference that went and two at large out of the conference. So
yes.
That's pretty impressive.
We've said this before, that our conference across the board for sports is the best one in the country. The fact that we had us, Kirkwood, and Iowa Central playing, you know, well into the tournament and fighting back and beating up on each other really says something. Yeah.
Well, we've seen that happen in basketball before, so let's talk a little bit about that.
Yep.
We had the big event over the weekend. What is Foundation, right?
Founders Weekend. Yeah,
Founders
yeah.
Weekend.
We had some recognition that we gave to some people that have meant a lot to DMAC sports over the years, and that was a really great presentation. And gym was full, and then we played two really good teams.
Yeah.
Friday night we win and against North Central Missouri, and that was a great game. And then Saturday night we got beat by about as good a team as I've seen outside of the national tournament, National Park, and I think they're from Arkansas.
Yeah.
They were really good.
They had
an absolute beast, number five. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to be seeing him in my dreams. He was something else.
Well, again, I think they came in ranked 20th. So
we were ranked third, and probably the truth is somewhere in the middle right now.
Yeah. Well, you got to find out how you're going to match up against some of these teams and some of these players. So that was on the men's side. The women, they were up to Iowa Central last week and have a game or two yet this week before they get to the Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, they're trying to find themselves a little bit. They have a lot of freshmen playing and they're sophomores and figuring out who's going to score. And they seem to be doing well. It's just when they hit better competition, someone's got to step up, and that sometimes happens and sometimes doesn't at this point in the season, and that's okay. I will say the women look like this team is the best one I've seen in several years for us in terms of ability and what you think you can get out of them by the end of the year. I think they'll be just fine.
All right. Well, again, those are the things that are going on the sports side of it.
Right.
As far as academically and things like that, we got a little bit of a break here, and then we go head right to the end. Literally a couple of weeks.
I know. It's hard because I'm sure all the listeners feel the same way. This has been such an abnormally temperate fall. You know, we're not seeing snow and we're not seeing freezing weather right now, and so it's a little bit hard to imagine that we're going to be doing our fall graduation on December 15th. At Boone, and it doesn't feel like November.
Yeah, we're plugging forward though. So let's talk a little bit about it is going to be what, the 15th? That'll be our, and mostly it's nursing students, I'm thinking, and a few of the others that have stepped up and done some of the other programs that are available. But
yeah.
I know it's one of those things, not everybody participates, but pinning ceremony, things like that, we usually have a pretty good turnout.
We do. The pinning ceremony is so important because that's where you really become a part of the nursing community or the medical care community. It's fun to see them, the nursing students, go through the whole program. I mean, they kind of come in knowing what they want to do, and they form a community. But by the end, they're really tight, and it's fun to go to those pinning ceremonies.
Yeah.
And to think that they've done a very good job in a super demanding program, and now are going to realize their dream of being a nurse. You know all about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's it. And still meeting the demand that's out there. There's still that demand. That's the big thing people tend to forget. Yeah, we're doing pretty well here, but there are other parts of the state where there's still a great demand. And trying to recruit nurses, I still see all the things show up, you know, where, you know, if you would like to try it, we've got this signing bonus and everything else.
Right.
So, talk about NIL, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that it's nice to enter a field where you know that you're going to be employed as much as you want to be, and that you have options too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited that we have so many locals attend Boone, because I know that many of them intend to stay in the community. And that's as we look at workforce programs, that's something that we try to prioritize at DMAC, but especially at the Boone campus, is getting stuff that the community needs for their workforce, because we really want to keep people in the community who are now going to be able to earn a living and get out of their parents' basement.
Yeah, well, that, you know, it's all part of it. Well, we think I don't know about you, but, you know, they always say they never really move out until all the things are out of the basement, so...
I don't know about that. I'm waiting to see when that's going to happen with my older son. He's certainly determined, and he's working on a DMAC workforce program that'll hopefully get him out.
Let's talk a little bit about that workforce. DMAC still one of the big ways to introduce people to a lot of those workforce related things. And again, this is an ongoing effort. I know that. Part of it goes back to who's giving the training. How do you get that training out there? How do you meet it? How do you meet the demand of your local businesses with your local workforce, the people that want to improve their skills?
Right, right. So we had about a week ago Friday, there was a really good meeting downtown with some economic development folks, the people that represent economic development that Boone has contracted with from Ames, from the Chamber. Brenda Dreyer and Dan Culhane do a great job with that. And then we had some local employers here who wanted to talk about what DMAC could do in terms of programming with the high school, thinking about facilities that we need so that we can have the ability to fill the jobs that are going wanting right now. And Rob Denson was there, and Jenny Foster, who is the Dean of Workforce. We're also there. It's bright and early at 7:30 in the morning. So we felt really good about. I felt really good about that going in. That the campus may move forward, where traditionally we've been very much a junior college transfer focused model, and then we've had a few programs like nursing, but civil engineering technology. But now I feel like with some partnerships with the high school, we may be able to really help out the community and help out the employers that need skilled workers.
One of those things is finding that niche. Again, letting the local... all along, one of the things on workforce has been, we can offer this to students and, you know, we can make this available, but we need to know what those businesses want, what the businesses right. want and need. And here in Central Iowa, and again, it may be in Boone, it might be in Ogden, it might be over Ames, but somewhere in this metropolitan area.
Right, right. With the idea that people are, I mean, that there's things like housing and gas prices that you can't control. We really want to make sure that the community has the workers that they need to support business. And I think that in the past, sometimes colleges have gotten trapped into trying to provide everything to everyone, and we can't afford to do that. And especially with a smaller community and smaller campus like Boone, we really need to be focused on what our employers here in the community need. And the employers who were there, I'm sure don't mind me saying that Kruk was there, and Keen Construction and Lane Trailer. These are places that offer really good paying jobs, And these are permanent jobs, too, which I think is important, that air conditioning, plumbing's not going away, building's not going away, and we're all going to need to keep welding. So I felt really good about that. That meeting, Julie Treppa was there from Boone Community School District, and we're certainly interested in working with them toward finding a way to place students not just with work with employers, but get them trained to do that as early as we can, and then also be able to use the whatever facility we come up with to retrain people, or that if you get off a job in the daytime that you don't plan on staying in, that you can then go at night and get some training for a job that you really want. And talking about keeping whatever facility that we do really needs to suit the community in terms of it being located centrally. It can't be something that's out where it's hard for the high school to transport students during the daytime for their, given that the class schedules that they've got and all the other things they do. So I think we have a vision for moving forward. It's a matter of finding the resources to do it, but Iowa's been really supportive of that too.
Yeah, it's one of those, well, at least we've got the people in there talking about it, and how do we put this together and make it successful, not only for our businesses, but for our students, too. So,
Right. So I think coming together to do stuff like that is one of the things I really appreciate about working in Boone and being a leader in higher education, is that the community's all in on understanding the value of education. I'm not having to argue with them about whether or not any college, but workforce or a career transfer is something that is needed. Everybody seems to take for granted that it's needed.
Sure.
It's just a question of us serving the community very directly.
Yeah. I go back to, I think back to civil engineering technology, you know, when the idea first came up, and how do we make this work? How do we fit it together? And it is even gone beyond that now, because like you said, so many of them are doing it online just because that's going to be they're working.
Right.
Yeah.
The fact that they've already got jobs in the field and now they're trying to move up is good advertisement for people to start. And I know that we've talked about this in the past, that a 2-year commitment to something that has some math in it is not necessarily something that an 18-year-old wants to do. But the other day I was at school and a woman came in with her son and they were looking for, they had an appointment with an advisor. So I walked around and asked them what they were doing. She said, oh, he's interested in civil engineering tech. So I think what we're going to find is that with that program and other programs that are maybe a 2-year degree that are not something you do when you come right out of high school, there are going to be some high schoolers who filter back into that. It's just not something you can count on filling the program up.
Yeah.
And that's why we changed the model. I mean, it was sort of because of COVID that we did it. But the online, mostly online model has worked really well for the people who are already working. And the classes are filled up, and we really could expand the program if we had the capacity. Yeah. But now we're finding that maybe a few of there may be a few bright and interested 18, 19-year-olds who want to do it the same way.
And that's something that we can work on and we can do, make available. So obviously Boone Campus, again, as we've talked in the past, is one of the campuses where we have basically that liberal arts setting. So we've got a couple of years of that, and we still have a lot of students that this is where they're starting. It's a lot more cost effective, and then they're hitting that four-year institutions. And a lot of them get recruited, too.
Yes, they do. I know that Courtney, our sophomore pitcher for softball, is sort of an exception in that she's going to go play for Missouri. And they recruited her once they saw her, and she's going down there. That'll be our third placement in the last 5 years in an SEC school. So that's pretty exciting. But we also have students, a lot of students now getting recruited by Iowa State as Coca-Cola scholars. The Phi Theta Kappa has a scholarship. And through our advisors like Nancy Woods and Sri Banjara and Tuna Van Art, we have really exceptional opportunities for people who want to do, I would say, advanced academics for a community college here, where they can do research or they can go to Chicago to see to a conference, and we support those things. And yeah, they get later on, there's lots of schools that want them once they've done those things.
We like that.
We sure do. It's, you know, it's
Shows the versatility, doesn't it? Really?
Yes, absolutely. We've traditionally been mostly about transfers. We want to do that as well as we can. And certainly, we don't have any problems with our athletes who can play getting recruited by whomever. They're not shying away thinking that our academics may have been soft, because they aren't. We've got that reputation now, and we want to keep it.
Yeah.
But as we expand workforce, we really want to be a comprehensive community college here, not just DMAC, but here in Boone, where there are ample opportunities for people, where they don't have to drive all over the place. I think the civil engineering technology is a really good example, where you may be 18 years old, but that doesn't mean you want to drive all over the place.
Yeah.
And so being able to maybe live in Ogden or in Woodward and take those classes online and drive up here 8 or 9 times during the year is reasonable no matter what age you are.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about, because once we get hit December and we get done with the graduation, got a couple of weeks off, and then we're ready to go in January with the spring. Wow, spring semester.
Shocking to think of spring right now when it's
I know.
As warm as it's been now. I think we've missed something in between.
Well, I'm thinking it may not be done. We'll find out. We'll ride it out. But once we get going, in the beginning of January, and then we'll obviously talk even before that. But right now, what are the numbers looking like? Because I know you've got a lot of people already meeting with advisors and taking a look at, what can I do? And retention, that's always one of the big things, being able to retain those students that came in here in the fall.
So our numbers for fall were up at DMAC overall at 11%, and at Boone they were roughly flat. They were down some, but I think we were at on-campus students. We were up just a little bit, which is the main thing I'm worried about, because online is so touchy right now. DMAC's overall percentage went up 11, but that was almost all face-to-face demand going up. And we're seeing that right now, and I promise not to lie to the listeners, but if you're planning to take a class face-to-face or classes face-to-face, it is time to get in now, because we're seeing classes filling up, and we're trying to offer new sections, but we can't wait to offer new sections and open them up because we can't staff them or there's not enough time to get them up to a healthy enrollment. So I've had in the last week 3 classes that were filled up either here or at Ames, where we're talking about opening new sections or what do we bump the caps. So please know that right now the demand for face-to-face is going up, which is what we all want, but it also means you need to get in and sign up.
Don't delay.
Nope.
It's time to do it. And I know that DMAC has been part of the groups going out to some of the schools, talking about doing the FAFSA and things like that. And those are for people that are going to be looking at next fall already.
So, I know. It's such a different calendar than normal people have. You're thinking a year ahead. We're working right now on our summer schedule. So that we can have that thing ready to go, because they'll start registering for that fairly early in the spring semester. I would mention when you said about getting out to the community, we actually had the community come to us. We had all of the ninth graders from Boone came on. Wednesday
last Wednesday,
and did a short tour. It was a buzz through tour, and I'm not sure I got my group out through the right. Through the right door at the right time, so I'm going to hear about that. But we did get them all through to show them the campus and talk about programs. And I thought it was the interest that they showed was not on one thing. It wasn't just on sports. It wasn't just on the emulator Pac-Man machine. There were some who were very interested in the podcasting that we do for our newspaper, for the banner. There were others who were interested in the theater next door to the banner. There were people interested in the weight room. And I felt like I feel like some of the students in the high school at Boone may not come up and realize what they've got. And I think they do have an idea now. And I my number one thing was to tell them, no matter what you're interested, come up and make an appointment and get a full tour so that we can focus a little bit more on what, if it's microbiology or if it's marine biology, let us know, and then we can put you in touch with the right people versus buzzing through in half an hour.
And one of those things, too, is you may be ending up having a number of them being students during their sophomore, junior, and senior year. So.
Yep. We are talking with Boone about, as they've had, like many schools, especially rural ones, have had trouble hanging on to their advanced instruction because their teachers leave to go to, either they retire or they go to something more lucrative. We want to fill that gap, whether that means us going into schools or better yet, them coming out. I think it's so good to be 16 and going to college at a college, even if it's only for a few classes. It really points out the opportunities that you have. And Iowa paying for their dual credit is amazing. That is, there's an equity issue there in some states, like when I was in Texas, where students don't qualify for financial aid, federal financial aid, and everything's not paid for. So we had a lot of students in Texas who could just barely afford to do it, but the ones who couldn't just couldn't have that opportunity, and I'm glad we don't have that problem here.
Well, we know Thanksgiving coming up. Everybody's going to be hitting the road, hopefully traveling safely. We get last of the sporting events early in the week. Do we have some others coming up next week when they get back, or do we move into December? What's the schedules looking like, and how quickly do we shut it down at the holiday time? Because Christmas is a little strange this year.
It is a little weird, and so I'm at a disadvantage because I've been focused on, I was so focused on Founders Weekend that I wasn't paying a lot of attention to what comes after Thanksgiving. Like you said, we've got a few games this week with basketball. Volleyball's obviously done. Hey, we need to mention cross country,
though. Oh, yeah, do that.
what a year. Took fifth place nationally, and the men took 11th. Those are the highest finishes we've had, and we have one All-American. From the women's team, and we really, Mike Melchert and his assistants have done an amazing job of building this program, and it's very exciting now because we're starting to see runners showing up now for next year. He's getting really good recruits in, and again, that's one of those programs where they'll come out of a good academic school at Boone, and they will be able to write their ticket to go run somewhere else at a four-year school, oftentimes privates. We'll take them. So we've had, I mean, this is tremendous that we had all three of our fall teams go to the national tournaments.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, well, we're looking at springtime, of course. Then we hit baseball, softball, and we're going to have golf going again. Whoa.
Yeah. Before you know it, we'll all be retired.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it the way we're going here. Anyway.
Yeah.
We do get, again, the big thing is we're at that time of the year. We're finishing up fall. But if you're thinking about anything for spring, don't delay making contact, getting in, getting signed up, because things are filling up quickly.
They are. And like I said, I don't like saying that like all the cars are leaving the lot coming down right away, because I sound like a used car salesman, but right now the spots are filling fast enough so that I want people to get in as soon as they possibly can, because otherwise we aren't going to be canceling classes necessarily, which is a great feeling, but we may need to be adding them, and we need time to do that. So if not this week, the week after Thanksgiving is a really good time to give us a call and see about making an appointment with an advisor so that you can get the classes you need, or if you haven't enrolled yet, absolutely this is the time.
And they're absolutely there to help you out.
Yes, we are. Team.
Drew Nelson, our provost from the Boone campus of Des Moines Area Community College, guest on our program today. Thanks for visiting with us. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.